Many people have dreams when they are little, far-fetched dreams that are soon washed away by the tides of life. However, sometimes people make their dreams become a reality. In this podcast, you will hear such a story. Okay. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your story about you acting?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always wanted to do films and theater because as a child I was very expressive and I would play with my cousins, older cousins, something called soap opera, and we would pretend like we were a person from a soap opera or experiencing the same type of situation. But soap operas are very highly dramatic. We would act out different things and I would always take it to heart. Whatever, I remember one time my character was supposed to be a mother, and my older cousin and I were playing, and she was trying to take my baby, which was actually a baby doll that was called, I think, My First Ballerina or something, and you would put the doll on the table, and there was a little crown on the top of the head, and you press it, and it would spin around and kick up its leg. Well, anyway, she was trying to take my baby as we were playing soap opera, and I grabbed onto it, and she grabbed onto it, and back and forth, finally the head popped right off. And I started crying, and I said, "Oh, you killed my baby." And I was crying real tears, and my cousin said, "Oh my goodness, you should be an actor. You're really good." And so that was like one of the first times that I really realized that I was good at acting.
So from that experience, how did you continue on with your dream of acting from there? Like, what was the next step for you?
Well, my mom let me do some enrichment classes on like Saturdays. And also I went to Freedom Theater and took classes. I think it was once a week, and she would take me to cultural events like Alan Ailey dance troupe and different cultural events that were interesting, and plays and all of that sort of helped, you know, encourage and support my interest in the arts. And so Freedom Theater was one of the first classes that I took. And then as I got older, I went back to Freedom Theater and took classes at Walnut Street Theater. And eventually I went to Villanova to get a degree in theater. And I'm also very interested in theater as an educational tool, in theater as a means of helping and encouraging others.
What can you name some characters that you have played?
I played Benita in Raising the Sun. I played Rose in August Wilson's Fences. I've played Lady in Red and Lady in Brown in Color Girls. I've played in Medea as a choir woman. Medea, the Greek tragedy, not Medea's goes to jail or whatever. I played in a campy musical called Bat Boy as a townsperson. And I've done, you know, monologues and skits, but those are some of just the characters that I've done. As a good actor, I really try to become who that character is. And not put my own personality into it. Sometimes you just can't help it. When you're acting, your personality may come out. And especially doing roles where you have an accent or you have to do a certain mannerism, you probably don't want your personality to come out. But because you are the actor, the person doing it, sometimes that's inevitable that maybe a little bit of your personality will shine through.
I also know you like working with kids. How do you think acting and kids are related? I know you wrote a play, Little Gray Bird.
Well, kids are very expressive and honest, and a lot of times they are open to make-believe, and they still believe a little bit in fantasy. So kids are fun to perform for because a lot of times they're still have their fantasy mind so that you can make-believe with them, or if you're being a character, that they can really see it. And they're a lot of more engaged. Sometimes they can be more engaging as an audience when you're doing something like that. Little Gray Bird was a animal fable about a little bird that was afraid to fly. And I had different characters from the jungle and from the forest that I was pretending to be. And that was fun because children can really kind of suspend, you know, their belief, you know, and actually go there and pretend like they're in a jungle or that you're actually a bird talking to them. I like working with children because the arts, and especially theater, can really help a child who's having difficulties learning. You can use creative dramatics, which is an extension of theater and acting, to address those individuals who, specifically children who are having difficulties with maybe reading or math or socialization. It's a fun vehicle. And even if that child never grows up to be an actor, it's still a fun way to allow them to express themselves. And that's what I like about theater and children and acting.
Can you do one of your Little Gray Bird characters for us?
Little Gray Bird, she would say, I'm Little Gray Bird, a fairy wren, and I don't fly, I walk. To use my wings, oh goodness, that's just folly. Let me think of something. I mean, it's been a couple of months, maybe a year since I've done Little Gray Bird. Let's see. Monkey was another character. Monkey was kind of loud and boisterous. Monkey said,
a bird that walks? How funny, how strange. All birds have wings. You must be deranged.
I mean, that's not necessarily the lines, but I don't know. You know, you're catching me off guard with that. But I mean, so Monkey was sort of like a little more up and.
What are you doing? You're silly. All birds should fly. Oh me, oh my.
And Little Gray Bird was more soft and docile. I'm Little Gray Bird, a fairy wren. I don't fly. I walk around. You can't make me. You're silly. And then there was Lion, who was kind of arrogant and, you know, self-absorbed.
I'm lying the king of the jungle. Roar!
You know, little special one. Then there was the turtle, or the tortoise, that was a very slow talker and very deep, low talker.
Oh, turtle.
Which doesn't really sound deep or low, but, you know, again, I have to warm up and prepare for these things. So, I mean, that's just a little sample of some of the things that you can do.
Now, when you're writing Little Gray Bird, when you had the characters, did you use family members' past experiences to base their personalities off of?
Well, maybe not necessarily intentionally, but I would say Little Gray Bird was kind of sweet speaking, like my grandmother, Sarah Fleming. So even though she didn't really speak exactly like that, I think some traits of her personality might have been in Little Gray Bird.
When you do, adult theater, when I mean that, I mean like big productions rather than kid stuff. Do you have to act differently between venues? I've noticed like when you do the Little Gray Bird characters, the voices are very exaggerated. Is it the same when you act professionally, or is it kind of
when you do adult theater, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, yes, it depends on the character that you're doing, how the sound and the voice is. But with theater anyway, there's a level of exaggeration or augmentation of the voice and the character, because on stage you need to make it pop so that the people in the very end of the house can see what you're doing on stage. So theater on stage is a little more dramatic than, say, just acting for film. You have to make it heightened, a little more heightened. So I played a character of Annie, and Annie was playing a Lady Anne from King Richard III.
Can you do that character's voice for me, just a little sample?
Okay. You mean to tell me that the only thing we have to talk about is in this play? Huh. Well, if the only thing we have to talk about is in this play, you talk to yourself. This ain't Lady Anne. This is Anne. This is me. Anne was playing Lady Anne from King Richard. She was a little Southern, but also kind of fast talking, and she'd get hyped, and she had a little bit of a girly voice, but still was a woman. She would play parts in from King Richard as Lady Anne, and she would go, "If my poor devoted suppliant did take my love so that he could be my love, and if that love be truer, if a ring on this finger can stop our dreams from bleeding on the floor, if I am to make you the hairy chest that humps and heaves and breathes all over, then you already have my favors as you have my gracious hand." The end.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. This is my last question. Throughout this process, what was the hardest thing for you to overcome to get this far?
I think confidence is important in whatever you do. If you don't have confidence in yourself, it will be very difficult for you to believe in yourself enough to accomplish your goals or go on stage or do whatever it is that you want to do in life. Confidence is something that needs to be built up. You need it to weather the storms. And storms could be maybe not getting a role that you want, or maybe having to deal with challenging or difficult personalities on stage. So I think that working on your confidence and knowing that you're good enough, and as someone said, you know, it's really important to find what it is that you love to do and then to become the best at it as you possibly can. And I think once you become really good at something, that also helps your confidence. Believing in yourself is very important. Having a faith system, whatever it is that you choose, but having a faith is important, but also believing in yourself and practicing, because talent can only take you but so far. If you don't practice, then that talent's going to be wasted because you're not doing anything to support or to help you improve in your whatever your natural talents are. You need to practice, 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 and you have to love what you're doing.
And you love what you're doing?
I do. I took a long period of time when I wasn't acting, and now I'm coming back to the place where I really feel really comfortable on stage, and I don't want to ever stop. I think your talent is very fragile, in the sense that if you don't use it, it becomes brittle and you lose it. It becomes fragile and delicate and not as strong as it once was originally. So yes, I do love acting. I love being different characters. Especially as a little child, I was shy, so being different characters allowed me to express myself and do things that I possibly wouldn't have done as just my regular self.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This concludes this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you and goodbye.